Hello YouTube, it's Richard Lewis here and I'm back with video. I know it's been a week or so since I put anything in the YouTube channel. That's basically because I've been working on E-League. We had the major qualifier, lots of stuff to do in the build up to Christmas and looking ahead to when we run the actual major itself. And honestly, I've been pretty fucking exhausted. So I've been trying to relax and recover. And just, you know, take a bit of a breather for a couple of days. And you can probably still hear, you know, my voice is a little bit croaky. I'm a little bit beaten up with it all. But, you know, we're off for Christmas now. So I can get back to recording videos. And I did say the thing I wanted to be focused on next, the next big focus of my attentions, was going to be to get all these skin scammers. And certainly to at the very least, if we couldn't get them all shut down like the Mr. Tweepers of this world, who's already back with another account, by the way. Don't worry, there's more stories about him coming. But, you know, if we couldn't get them shut down directly, at least educate the community so they wouldn't get caught out. They wouldn't get fucked over with all of this nonsense. And I'm going to tell you about one of the more common scams, and I think it shows how sophisticated it actually all is. I think one of the reasons why people don't care about skin scamming is the assumption is that the individual must be stupid. And that is true, you know, like, oh, hey, you give me a knife and I'll give you some money. Ooh, I'm keeping the knife. Peace out. You didn't even know who the fuck I was. You know, those kind of people are a little bit stupid, a little bit naive. I guess it's entirely up to you what your moral compass is, whether or not you think stupid people deserve to get scammed. I meant people who actually think that, yeah, you know, if you're stupid and someone can con you into taking your shit, then fair play to them. I don't subscribe to that philosophy myself, you know, because then if you extend it to vulnerable people and whatnot, it gets problematic, doesn't it? But a lot of these scams are surprisingly sophisticated. I've been looking at all of them. I get, as I said on the previous video, when we went after Mr. Tweeper, I get probably about half a dozen to a dozen messages a week by people who've been scammed in relation to skins trades, people who've been scammed in relation to trading on Steam, people who've been scammed getting, you know, prizes and giveaway. You know, honestly, skins are a fucking nightmare. And I think it's a shame because they've been instrumental in helping Counter-Strike grow. But as I've got older and had to kind of watch everything that's come out of the skins economy, actually, not a lot of it's good. I'm just going to say that. You know, I see a lot of people getting scammed. I see a lot of greed. I see a lot of people like trying to amass these huge inventories. Obviously, we've got all the skins gambling stuff. We've got match fixing. It's terrifying, honestly, all of the shit that's come with what should have just been something good for the community. And I don't really know why. I don't know why it's affected Counter-Strike particularly over any other game, because let's be real, it started in TF2, didn't see anything there. Started in Dota, alright, okay. Starts in Counter-Strike, boom, everyone just turns into some sort of greedy asshole, and it's very hard to kind of explain that phenomenon, right? Like, you know, sure, a lot of Call of Duty guys came in and used it, but I mean, you can't just blame it on them, right? I mean, there was a lot of shit going on anyway, regardless of them. They were just using our game as a get-rich-quick scheme, which sucks, and definitely fuck them for doing that. But there was already people doing that, you know, endemic to Counter-Strike. So anyway, this is another type of scam. I've been messaged about this a lot. And I reached out to a friend. I got a few friends who run skins trading websites and, you know, work at big ones. And there's a guy called Ryan White. He's at Ryantology on Twitter. And he's involved with Loot Market. So we were having a chat about, you know, scams and what are the most common scams to look at. And he told me that one of the more convincing, one of the more, how should we say, sophisticated scams was that one that uses a Chrome plugin, a Google Chrome plugin. Now, I'll give you an example, actually. You'll see here on Reddit, this is a thread made over an OP Skins, and you can see that somebody's very sad indeed, because it's okay, I just realized I got scammed through the Chrome extension method, and I'm just baffled at how realistic the trade system looked, along with the code and everything, like, How the hell do you guys avoid this? It had a security code, looked like a legit OP skin bot, even had the send trade request button on OP skins. This is frustrating. Rest in peace, the fifth best field tested knife for Crimson Web. I will miss you, buddy. So what is the method? So I'm going to tell you. Basically what happens is you get a message. And it can be on Steam or any public forum where they know that people who trade skins are going to be. And the message will be something like, hey, you know, I'd like to buy your knife. Can you list it on OP Skins or Loot Market or another one of these websites? And then I'll buy it from you. So the user goes to the site and it seems legit because they're legit sites. Certainly when it comes to, you know, buying skins, trading skins, whatever. So the scammer then says, oh, but before you list it, because of the guidelines at those websites, I have to check to see if it's a stolen or scammed item. So don't worry, there's this neutral stolen item checker. And what it does is it makes sure it's not duped, it makes sure it's not stolen, it makes sure you didn't scam it from anyone. And of course, the user, you know they didn't do anything wrong, right? It's because it's not a scammed or a duped item. It's a legit item. That's the whole point of the scam. So they think there's no harm in having their items checked by one of these plugins. Now, once the extension is installed, I'm going to show you one of these extensions in a moment. But once the extension's installed, it has full control over your browser. It's malware. And you browse to Steam and you check your inventory and suddenly there's a bunch of messages around your item telling you that they are valid and not stolen, that they're good to go. And the scammer says, hey, that's great, your items are not stolen. Can you list them on OP Skins or Loot Market now? So the user then opens the website and proceeds to trade the knife and the trade is sent to the scammer account because they intercept the request to OP Skins or Loot Market in the browser. So they change the trade URLs, so the items never make it to the website. They never make it to the website. And the best part is, for them, obviously, the extension can do anything they want to the browser. So after the trade is complete, it visually updates the user's balance on OP Skins with the money. So you're looking at this website, this version of the website in front of you, and you see the money's been transferred and you've seen your items gone out. So you're like, okay, cool. But when you try to withdraw the money on the actual site, there was never any money there. It was never there. It was a visual output designed to deceive you. So then what happens? And this is one of the big burdens on these websites support departments is that people then contact support and say, hey, what happened to my money? I try to withdraw it. And then support has to explain, guess what, guys? That was all a scam. You got fucked over. It's malware. There was never any money. You don't have any money. And you've lost your skins. So the marketplaces themselves, you know, they know this is going on. They do try and warn people. They tell people not to use stolen item checkers or malware or whatever. But it, you know, if you're new or a little bit green or the offer sounds too good to be true, people might just install it anyway, thinking, oh, well, it's not going to, this guy seems legit. Look at his profile. And obviously people spoof profiles in the sense that, you know, they use other people to get trades up there and it's bullshit. So some people just go with it anyway because they think it's going to be legit. And obviously, of course, before you even have a chance to visit the website, you're already getting presented with this faked version of the website. So I'll show you what one of these things look like. I've got one here. And again, definitely don't go and use this one. I actually had a few, but the good news is a lot of them have been closed down. They do get reported. This one's active at the moment. So you can see for yourself what this is. Let me just pop this in here. Right, so here it is. This is Trading Plus. Trading Plus, it's called. And basically what it is your belongings will be checked on the trade market. And you're like, wow, look at it. You know, 4.5 stars, 661 reviews. You know, how good is this? And obviously, if you go to the reviews, You can see there's some people up here. I would definitely call this a great one, and you know, blah blah blah. And look, these are fake. These are obviously fake reviews. I mean, if you look at this great plugin, great, you know, look at the pattern of them. These are bots. These are bought reviews. And obviously, I'm sure. Look, just look at this. Just look. I mean, it's so absurd how obviously, you know, how obvious it is that these are bot accounts. Very well made. Very well made. And this is designed, I mean, that's goody. What the fuck? Best app ever, 10 out of 10 IGN. Right, and then Bob Reeves is in there with the one-star scam. You know, this one is open source, and people are immediately in there. How is it a scam? Lol, it's not a scam. It's a scam. So you can see that, you know, some people have gone in there, and that's why it doesn't have the five-star rating. Because they're trying to tell people it's a scam, and that's exactly what it is. So you've got to be careful with that. That's what they look like. They look completely legit. You put them into Chrome, and they completely fuck you in the face. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So on top of that, you know, just so you understand what's going on there, you know, OP Skins, Loot Market, BitSkins, all of these sites, you know, they are trying to fix this issue. They're trying to prevent these Chrome plugins from working and being able to spoof their websites. But unfortunately, you've got this issue, which is, again, one of the big problems with skins. Skins trading can be done anonymously. You never really know who the other person is that's doing it. And also, when you create these Chrome extensions, there's not really a review process for them. You can report them to Google, and eventually they'll get taken down, sure. But in terms of uploading something, having it there, making it work, pumping it with fake reviews, there is no review process. They go up there, it's malware, and they're designed to do their job in for a short period of time. People like to get in there, scam as much as they can before it all gets shut down, and then they fuck off and sell the items or whatever, or trade it to their real accounts, you know? So, just to give you an idea of the numbers, again, I talked to Loot Market, and this is how crazy, you know, the numbers are for this. At the height of the skins trade, and it's definitely dropped off now for obvious reasons, we're all familiar why. At the height, it was getting about reports of 50 to 100 users a day, being scammed using this method. And this was for skins between $1 and $200 in value. And Loot Market said, as far as they're concerned, the scammers were actually making more money than they were. That's how bad it was. So a lot of these people, you know, again, you can say, oh, it would never happen to me. It's happening to a lot of people. A lot of these people aren't idiots. They know enough. They just don't know about this particular method, which is the whole purpose of making this video. You know, I gotta say as well, if there's any lawyers out there, I can pass all this information on. You know, I think there's not ample protections in place for consumers. I think now we're starting to recognize that skins are an item with a monetary value associated with them. I think there's grounds for some sort of legal recourse. I think consumers need to be protected from things like this, and a lot of these sites have created a service, but they haven't created the protections around that service, and they're playing catch up now. But if you've been scammed or ripped off, right, like, it doesn't matter that it's not going to happen to anybody else. You just want your rare item back, and you might, you know, well, chances are you aren't going to get it back. So yeah, so that's the method for Chrome extensions. And basically, just so you know, for your own mind, this is how you avoid it. I mean, it goes without saying, obviously, do not install browser extensions or programs onto your computers from untrusted sources. And when I say a trusted source is an established company that you know, legit reviews, not like the ones there. Having a 661 reviews means nothing these days. Having 6,000 reviews doesn't mean anything. You can just buy reviews. You've got to go in, take a look at the reviews, make sure they're genuine. Very rarely will you see something that has a high number of reviews like that, have a perfect rating. Makes no sense that everyone would think it was 5 stars, even if you get the occasional troll in there to throw 1 star in. If it's got a very high rating like that over that number of reviews, it's either a great product that you know about and you hear word of mouth about, or it's bullshit like that one. And obviously, if you are trading, Just, don't install anything at someone else's behest. You know, the websites themselves generally have these checks and balances, so they can tell if an item is spoofed or stolen. There's no need to install a third-party piece of software to check it out, just as a rule. So just avoid that. There's a lot of scammers out there. They're still going. I think a lot of them are having like this kind of last hurrah. I think people are expecting some big changes to skins. You know, we've seen some new rules coming in Asia. We've still got class action lawsuits going on. I think a lot of people are trying to get as much as they can before they feel it's going to change to something they can't take advantage of or get shut down altogether. So especially over the Christmas period when people are looking to, or holiday period, I suppose I'm supposed to say now, where people are looking to make an extra bit of money, looking to take advantage of new purchases, just be sure to protect yourself. Don't do anything stupid. Stay away from Chrome extensions with your trading and your skins, and indeed have a happy holidays. Keep your skins safe. Anyway, we've got some other more, how should we say, exciting and titillating scams lined up. We're going after some of the heavy hitters in the skin scamming business. I'm currently talking to a bunch of people. We've got a few investigations that we're about to bring to a close. So certainly keep watching the YouTube channel if you're interested in all that stuff and you want to see some people brought to justice or at least exposed. But until then, take care and I'll see you on the next video.